with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says the U.S. will work with Iran to dig up and remove its enriched uranium, if that's what it comes down to. On the heels of the ceasefire agreement, the president said there will be no enrichment coming from Iran. Meanwhile, War Secretary Pete Hegseth says Iran can either show the U.S. where the nuclear material is, or the U.S. will find it on their own.
They'll give it to us voluntarily. We'll get it. We'll take it. We'll take it out. Or if we have to do something else ourselves, like we did in Midnight Hammer or something like that, we reserve that opportunity. But what's clear, what the new Iranian regime knows, is they'll never have a nuclear weapon or the capability to get a path to one.
Correspondent John Gambrill reports, despite the temporary ceasefire, Iran has continued its missile campaign.
We also saw the Iranians continue to launch missile barrages even after the ceasefire was announced across the Gulf Arab states and on Israel. In the United Arab Emirates, where I am, they said a fire broke out at a facility at a natural gas field there after one missile barrage was sighted.
And that is John Gambrill reporting. At this hour on Wall Street, the Dow is up about 1,200 points as Wall Street reacts to the two-week ceasefire deal.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stock markets are surging worldwide, and crude oil prices are plunging after the U.S. and Iran announced a two-week ceasefire that would allow for the freer flow of crude oil from the Persian Gulf. The S&P 500 jumped 2.3% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average soared 1,214 points. That's about 2.6%. The Nasdaq Composite rallied 2.8%. Markets in Europe and Asia rose even more. The price for a barrel of Brent crude sank 15% to about $92 a barrel. Seth Sutel, New York.
And this is SRN News. Christians like tithing online these days. How they're doing a growing percentage of their giving, Michael Harrington reports.
According to a sweeping new report from Ministry Brands, 57% of America's Protestant churches report an increase in digital giving in 2025. In fact, churches that offer the option of making a donation via the internet are twice as likely to report a surge in giving than those congregations that do not. But the study finds most pastors still pass the plate during worship service, giving parishioners that option as well. Michael Harrington reporting.
At least 26 people were killed over the past weekend in three separate Easter attacks in northern Nigeria. Attacks like these are part of a long-running cycle of violence in the north-central region, where disputes over land and grazing between mostly Muslim herders and largely Christian farming communities frequently escalate into deadly clashes. This is SRN News. General Motors is recalling thousands of vehicles. Marcela Sanchez explains which models are impacted.
General Motors is recalling more than 270,000 Chevrolet Malibu vehicles in the U.S. This includes model years 2023 through 2025. The recall is due to a rear-view camera issue that may cause the screen to display a distorted or blank image, increasing the risk of a crash, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. GM says it's not aware of any crashes or injuries related to the issue.
That is Marcela Sanchez. You can add Delta now to the list of U.S. carriers who will charge customers more for checked bags. Most Delta passengers on domestic and short-haul international routes will now pay $45 for the first checked bag and $55 for bag number two. That comes after surging fuel prices sent a shockwave through the airline industry. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.